It's been 7 years since work crews tore down the infamous tent city for homeless people on the waterfront of downtown Toronto. But advocates for the people who live there say not much progress has been made since in helping solve the homelessness problem. That was the message last night at a special panel discussion at the Royal Ontario Museum. Caroline George has this report.
Director Michael Connelly turned his camera onto the residents of Tent City nearly a decade ago. His film, Shelter from the Storm, was first screened 6 years ago. But Connelly says in all this time, nothing's been done to solve the homelessness problem in Toronto.
I'm disappointed that not more has been done. There's some movement about affordable housing lately at the federal level, but it's still happening too slowly. I'm disappointed that the mayor's office hasn't been more proactive on this. I was a Miller supporter and I expected more. So that's disappointing because people like TDRC should have find an open door at the mayor's office now with Miller there.
Carl Schmidt used to live in Tent City. He spent 2 years in the shantytown. Now he's a poverty activist and has landed a real home thanks to federal government subsidies. Schmidt criticized the lack of funding for all the homeless people in the city and says it's a waste to keep them sleeping in city-run shelters.
So much money gets wasted to misorganizing help. That is one thing. I mean, we complaining. We spend so much money for the way I say you put one person in the shelter or you keep one person in the shelter. This was my point even in the Tent City program. You can house three people and feed them with the same amount of money to keep one person in a shelter.
Organizers hope the film and lecture series will move Torontonians to do more about homelessness. Caroline George, East York Observer, Toronto.